let me blow your mind. The woman that did that record is right here in the studio talking about Eve. It's 93.5 KDA and Brandi Garcia. What up?
Yeah, what up?
Before we were talking about, you know, women in hip hop and whatnot, and obviously there's not a lot nowadays.
No.
So give me your opinion on the couple of ones that we do have, you know, like a Nicki Minaj or what have you.
I think Nicki's doing her thing. I think if it wasn't for Nicki being out there and being where she is, there definitely wouldn't be a female presence at all. I think there's a lot of girls that are coming up that are really talented. My issue is that they're not, you know, it's like they're not counterparts with these dudes. And that bothers me so much. Like there's, you know, I think I said it before, like there's just, it needs to be a balance. I have said this before. I say it all the time. There needs to be a balance in hip hop. Like it's just too much of a male opinion. And I just want the, you know, there's so many dope females. Like, where are they? I need them to come up, hopefully in the next year or two.
And it was just, what was always frustrating to me is even when we did have a lot of females that were out, it's like, I always felt like the female had to be a part of a crew. It's
right.
Like, you couldn't be a standalone. It's like, you always had to, you know, like, obviously you were with
Rough Riders yeah.
But you were able to parlay it into your own personal situation, which was very rare.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say probably, like, you and Missy were, like, really the only ones that did, you know.
Kind of broke off.
Right. The rest of them, they were always a part of some crew.
Yeah, that's true. And that is annoying. I think that's what, I guess music is used to that, or the industry is used to having dudes co-sign for a female. So maybe if some of these females don't have that, you know, those male counterparts, I guess a lot of people can't get into it. But it's like, get over it at this point. Like, come on.
So. Now, Eve, you're not just doing music. Obviously, you've been doing films for a little while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything from you in a minute. What's the deal? What do you have on the horizon?
Yeah, I have a movie. It's coming out next month, right? Next month, called Bounty Killer. Or is it this month? I can't remember. This month? Yeah, this month. Sorry. Called Bounty Killer. Then another movie called Wifed Out that'll be out later on this year. That both independent films. And I just did a little scene in this horror film, which was real fun. So I'm getting back into acting slowly but surely. I love acting.
Now I want to switch gears real quick because I saw an interview that you did with the radio station up in New York. And they were going in on you, and they would not leave it alone. They wanted to talk about Stevie J. And obviously, you know, he's big news right now with everything that's happening with, the Love & Hip Hop. What's your take on, you know, people just not being interested anymore in the actual artist as far as their craft?
The music. And
yeah, the music.
I think it's stupid. I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's creating a whole, that's why there's so many douches out. Like, you know what I mean? People feel like they have to be, act retarded, do something stupid, or be ridiculous to be recognized instead of actually being, you know, being talented. Like, what happened to talent? What happened to having talent? It gets on my nerves.
And conducting yourself.
And like conducting yourself. What the hell
is
no
examples. Like, I see all these kids nowadays, and they have they don't even know how to act.
They're ridiculous. It's a lot of craziness going on.
And it's not just
right
the douchebags, it's some of the girls too.
It's
like,
true. Because they need a word for them chicks.
Maybe we could put together a show to teach them how to act.
I don't think nobody will watch it. That's the problem.
Oh, that's the problem.
You know what I mean? Everybody wants drama. They're like, nobody will
how
watch it.
How do we switch it back though?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I do hope. You know, it's hard to say. Like, me and my mom, actually, I was home in Philly a couple of days ago, and we were just talking about that. And she was like, you know, I don't expect artists to be the role models. I expect people to do it at home. And that's real. Like, you know, you're supposed to make sure your kids, even if they're watching something crazy, talk to them about it. Like, yeah, that's them, but that's not going to be you. Mm-hmm. And that's not how you're supposed to be or whatever. And it's a lot lacking in the home right now.
I would agree. Very good observation, Eve. So you have a new record.
Yeah.
That I've got my hands on.
Yeah.
I want to play the single from the record that everyone's talking about.
It's called EVE. This is one of my favorite records. It has a girl on it named Miss Kitty, who's Jamaican. She goes hard on this record. Yeah, she's from Kingston, and this was just a fun record to do.
All right, let's get it. It's 93.5.